Elizabeth Warren praises Black Friday climate change protesters, stay strong in this fight. By Hannah Blow on November 29, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, on Friday praised the climate change activists who are striking on Black Friday, urging them to stay strong in this fight. Climate change activists across the globe opted to protest what they consider a climate crisis on the biggest shopping day of the year, disrupting shoppers at the Water Tower Place shopping mall in Chicago, Illinois, and holding a Black Friday funeral for Future in the nation's capital. Warren emphatically expressed her support for their efforts. Climate change is an existential threat, and it's going to take a grassroots movement ready to fight for big, structural change to defeat it, Warren wrote. I'm standing with the young activists on hashtag climate strike today, stay strong in this fight. While protests, indeed, broke out across the globe, the protest in D.C. featured a funeral procession to draw attention to the crisis and show that business, as usual, cannot continue. We'll gather on the southeast lawn of the Capitol to eulogize and mourn all that has been lost and all that is threatened by the climate crisis, the event's description reads. All those with hopes and dreams who cherish the future are invited to gather in the shadow of the halls of Congress. The ceremonial closed casket funeral will conclude with a funeral procession through the streets of Washington, D.C. It added, quoting activists who called petroleum a plague and the Black Death of our generation. We're bringing the loss of our future to the steps of the Capitol because they need to prepare to own this death, 17-year-old organizer Maddie Graham said. We need systemic change. Congress has been feeding our fossil fuel addiction, Graham added. They know they are killing our future, but they won't take action to save it. Meanwhile, Warren has attempted to channel Governor Jay Inslee's, D, climate change proposals in recent months. Warren said during an interview with New Hampshire Public Radio in October. He talked about the importance of regulating three industries that by 2028 no new buildings, no new houses that have any carbon footprints, zero carbon footprint on new buildings. By 2030, all newly built cars and trucks zero carbon footprint. And by 2035, all electric production zero carbon footprint. We do those three things, we cut carbon emission in our country by 70%. Think about that, three things, 70% reduction, she added. The host asked Warren a listener question, name the specific steps she has taken in her campaign to ensure that your campaign's environmental impact is limited as possible. So I've mostly been flying commercial, Warren said. It's everything from the kind of car we drive in down to, do we purchase offsets? Can we make that work as a way to try to reduce the footprint, she added.